There we go. Stop. Stop, stop, stop. There we go. Can you guys hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. Well, that was kind of embarrassing. I don't know why it started twice. Anyway, welcome to our this is our test show, so it will probably be a little bit messy at first.
A little.
But yeah, I know, right? But I am Dorian, and this is my lovely sister and co-host, Raina.
Lovely is a judgment call that only a sister could make. Thank you.
You know I love ya.
Yeah, you have no choice.
So I will give out the forewarning to everyone. You will hear cursing on this show. It is not PG rated.
No.
Exactly.
We're gonna have cursing on this show, Hall.
Who the hell are you kidding?
Hey, happy day.
Anyway, so you want to pick up with on the conversation we were having earlier?
Which
one? Or do you want to start off? Oh, the money. The money, money, money.
Okay, here's my question.
Okay.
Why is it, and this is something, this isn't just related to people in the craft or pagans or neo-pagans or whatever. Why is it people feel like they do not deserve money? This is something I just do not understand. I don't fucking get it. Please explain.
Well, I think, I don't know, I was thinking on it earlier, and I think it stems back to when we were kids hearing money is the root of all evil. You know, a lot of the wealthy people out there, you know, basically rich people, you know, we kind of think, oh, God, you know, this one's mean and that one's mean and, you know, I don't want to be like that. So we kind of put this block on ourselves with the money. It's kind of like either we don't deserve it or it'll make us bad people.
Well, you know, when I was little, my father had this thing that money was hard to come by and, you know, it was difficult to make money. It's even harder when you're female. This seems to happen to women more than it does to men. Don't you agree?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, we've got more placed on us, you know. I mean, if you're a white male out there, you know, it's like you got it easy for the most part. You know, I'm not saying anybody has it, you know, happy-go-lucky, but.
True enough. See, my thing is that, and I take a lot of flack from some of our sisters and brothers about this, but it's always been my opinion that there's nothing wrong with being successful. You just don't have to be an asshole about it.
Exactly. You know, and I don't know. I think we kind of get in our own way. You know, I don't know. I'm fumbling for words here.
Yeah, you're doing good.
I am. I'm still like a little bit nervous. I know it's just the three of us. But
hi, listener. Oh, let me not let you feel ignored, listener. You are appreciated. Your presence is known and appreciated. So thank you.
That's Karen, and she is so sweet. She's awesome.
Thank you, Karen. Thank you for listening. We appreciate that. Excuse us while we do this for the very first time. See, but here's an example of what I'm talking about. I drive a sports car, or
yeah,
what would be called a snobbery card. But, you know, here's the thing. At my age, I felt like I deserved to have a nice vehicle. Now, you know,
yeah.
I don't live that high on the hog, as it were, but I appreciate some of the finer things in life. I was attending a circle once, and I pulled up in my little car, and every head turned around, and nobody could figure out which was able to score a car like that. I got out of the car, and it was like everybody was standing there looking at me like I had done something wrong because I bought an expensive car. And it was a little bit weird for me. I'm like, what the fuck? I earned that.
I think that's part of it too, because a lot of pagans now, it's like karmically speaking, they live by that karma. They, you know, they're all about that karma, and if they take from somebody else, then that will be bad karma on them. But it's not, I don't know. I mean, the universe has plenty. It's out there for us to just grab, just
absolutely
ask for it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but yeah, we have to feel like we deserve it. And you know what? You live, you breathe, you do magic. You know, the people out there who do practice magic, you know, if you're a good person, you smile at least at one person that day, you
yeah
deserve it.
Absolutely. I don't understand why we have decided. I mean, you know, here's the thing. We reject so much of what we were taught as kids, you know, like you're supposed to go to church and you're supposed to do this and you're supposed to vote a certain way. And I mean, I know personally I was raised in a household that was very strict, that was very Republican, that was very Christian. If you can learn to reject those things, why not reject the stuff that really does get in your way and is extremely negative? Why would you not want to bless yourself as well as blessing the people that are around you? And I will use Christian terminology because, I'm sorry, it's our terminology. Blessed be is ours. Blessings are ours. Okay?
Yeah.
I refuse to turn all of that over to the Christian mores. So as far as I'm concerned, we have as much right and more obligation to bless those around us, not only with good health and happiness, but wealth too. I think wealth is a major part of it and a part that gets neglected by our kind.
Exactly. Well, it's that stigma attached to it, and I don't know why. You know, and for some reason, I had the exact same thing. I mean, this has only been like development, God, since in the past couple of days to the last week.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what? I do deserve that.
Absolutely.
You know, why am I afraid
evolved
to talk?
I've seen your attitude about money evolve. I've seen your attitude about, you know, selling evolve and readings evolve. Well, I've seen your readings evolve over time to the point where I'm afraid of you.
Well, you know the trigger button. It's like, just don't piss me off and I'm fine.
Yeah, right. Just don't make her mad. See, that's the thing with me. Just don't make her mad. Everything's cool. If you piss me off, it's going to be over.
Exactly. And it's like, I mean, don't get me wrong. It takes a lot to, like, really piss me off. You know, I mean, you know me, I'm kind of laid back or whatever. I'm goofy, get excited at certain things. But, you know, for the most part, I'm just like, yeah, hey, how's it going?
You're very laid back. Actually, I'm the one who's more hyperactive about everything. I let shit get under my skin. I let my nerves go at a moment's notice. I mean, you know what I'm like. As people who are listening will learn what I'm like. Oh, God's love, y'all. Quite the handful, as you will find out. But I mean, all kidding aside, though, you know, I'm of the mind where, even though I let the little things get to me, because everything actually winds up being little and unimportant at some point, even money.
Yeah.
You know, and that's not just the providence of people who have money. Believe me, because I ain't got shit. Okay, I got a fucking car that costs me more than half my rent. Okay, but these are the ways I spoil myself because I'm old now, and crap.
Oh, you're not old. Stop it.
I'm old, and I need some comfort, and I wanted something jazzy, and I wanted something that made people go, how the fuck did she get that car?
Or just, ooh, look at that car.
I love my car. Named it after my favorite goddess. What can I say?
Exactly. Oh, I love your car, too. So.
Oh, Yeah, well, she's a good car. You've been in that car. You know the purple lights are still on in that fucking car.
Are you kidding me? Oh,
no,
gosh.
I still have not.
Where to go?
Folks, let me just tell you what my sister did when I got this car. My sister got into this car and said, oh, look at all these buttons. I wonder what this does. And immediately turned on the lights, the interior lights that I, to this day, I've had this car almost a year now. I still can't figure out how to turn off the damn lights. I can change the color, but I can't turn it off. So if you ever have a kid sister get in your car, don't let her touch the damn buttons.
Ooh, shiny.
Yeah. This is my sister who sometimes when we're having a conversation will literally say, oh, look, a squirrel.
Yeah, or punch me.
Or
I will stop mid-sentence. Punch
yeah.
Buggy Blue.
You are funny.
But I'm good. I don't punch. So.
No, you punch, but you say you're going to punch. And I still flinch when you do that.
No, I swear, I don't hit people. Not right. Usually.
I need, you know, I like our topic about money. I hope people understand that they are entitled to have the things that make them happy and comfortable. There is nothing wrong with wanting to be comfortable at all.
Oh, and that's another thing that I have kind of shifted my thinking about. Instead of focusing on, you know, fighting against poverty and fighting against, oh, God, you know, worrying about, all right, okay, we've got this much for bills, we've got this much for groceries, he's still going to need gas, my
yeah.
husband. Instead of focusing on that, you know, just kind of carrying yourself as if you already have it.
Absolutely.
You know,
basic laws of attraction. This is something
exactly.
I've learned. Over the last 3 years, I've been studying the law of attraction. And with credit, full credit to Rhonda Byrne, who is coming out, if I could just give her a little plug. She's coming out with a new book in March called The Magic, which is also part of The Secret, which is also part of her follow-up to The Secret, which is called The Power. I just got a copy of The Power today, have not started listening to it really intently yet. But I have to tell you, there is a lot to this focused living. There is a lot to this intention. It took a long time for me to learn how to block out the negative thoughts that just randomly happen. Because I think we're kind of geared to think negatively, whether it was our upbringing or previous experience. Another thing that I've recently learned is you're not the sum of your experiences. You've had those experiences. You're done with that. You are now to move on from that and do something new. So, yes.
Exactly.
Learn from the experiences, but they don't define you. And I think that's a very important thing to remember. So when you're thinking about money and you're thinking about comfort, and I'm not saying that, it, you know, everybody should just wish to be a millionaire. Ask for whatever it is that would make you realistically happy. I mean, everyone has dreams of wealth. You would be amazed at how many wealthy people I know are really unhappy because it isn't the answer to everything. It's the answer to a lot, yes. If you can't pay the electric bill, yeah, it's pretty damn important. But there's a difference between wanting to be comfortable and just wanting to rule the world. And ruling the world is my job. Okay.
There you go.
That's my job. Thank you. My job.
Bow to the queen.
That's right. Bow to her grace. Anyway, but I mean, all kidding aside, though, it is a good idea to focus on not just your own wealth, health, and happiness. And this is part of, you know, when I'm at my altar, this is part of the prayer that I have for my loved ones and for people that I sort of just barely know. And I ask the gods, and of course whatever gods of your choosing, for the wealth, health, and happiness of your loved ones and those whose lives you touch. It's important to be grateful for everything you have, but also to remember that there is more to have. There's always
exactly.
more. Universe
you
is
just
infinite.
Got to ask for it.
Absolutely. Universe is infinite. There's always more, and there's plenty for everybody.
Well, I don't know. Like, the past couple of days, I've been envisioning or trying to reassociate money with, like, the goddesses and the gods and happiness and all the good things that it brings instead yeah. of fighting to get it.
Ah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it actually really has helped. I mean, God, just this weekend I made 4 sales in my store when it had been months since anybody bought anything from me. You know?
You make any sales today?
Yes, I actually made one just before we went on the air.
awesome. See, your focus has shifted. Therefore, the universe can give you more. See, that it's very
exactly.
important to not worry so much. I understand everyone has bills, everybody has concerns. But quite frankly, you have to get out of your own way. Don't limit the universe.
Exactly.
Just because you don't know where it's going to come from, universe knows all of that. The gods and goddesses know all of that. You don't need to know. You don't need
well,
to worry
yeah.
about where it's coming from. You just need to believe it's on its way.
Exactly. And the more, like, I equate it to, you know, different situations as a ball. And the more you try to hold on to that ball and control that ball, the more you are in your way, the less that they have, you know, the gods and goddesses have to access you and get that line straight because you keep moving with the fucking ball.
And how many times have you said, stop taking the ball back, stop taking the ball back? And that's not about money. That's been about all kinds of situations in my life. You have told me on numerous occasions, let it go. It's not for
yep.
you to control, just let it go. And I have to tell you, I was a lot happier when I let it go.
Well, because you don't have to keep an eye on that ball. You don't have to try to figure out where it's going to go. You just have to sit back and say, I trust you enough to handle this.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to try to control the situation anymore.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm a control freak. Gee, surprise.
Believe it or not, I am too.
Well, you are to a certain extent, but I think I'm a bit more of a freak about it. And it's a lot more... Well, the truth is the truth. I'm cranky, and I don't like to let shit go because I like to control everything around me, and it's really hard. I still have trouble with this, and you know it, and I'm sure a lot of people do.
Yeah, that's a hard habit to break.
Yeah. That would be a yeah. Very hard habit for me to break. I have gotten my teeth kicked in more than once because I wouldn't just let go.
Yeah.
And it's hard for me.
And those are the lessons we have to learn. That's, you know, you learn that, okay, you know what, no matter what I do, I can't control this, and I'm just frustrating myself. And when you finally take that friggin' nasty plunge, it's like, okay.
Product placement. I love it. We're doing commercials, people. We're doing commercials. Go ahead.
I know. Where's my money? Where's my money in my pimp cup?
Oh, my God. Oh, you're killing me. But when you take that plunge, when you finally let it go, it works out. Because it's going to work out. See, that's the whole thing. I'm telling myself this as much as I'm saying this to you. Once you let it go, you feel a lot better. Because whatever's going to happen is going to happen whether you're holding it or not. You're just making it harder for yourself.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, I've struggled with so many things. I struggled with this major move that I made.
In
December, and, you know, I went back and forth about it for a long time, and it was like, do I go, do I not go, do I go, do I not go? I'm so comfortable, but comfortable does not equal happy. And finally, the gods made it easy for me to go. I mean, they put everything exactly where I wanted it. And it was like, bitch, if you don't go, we're going to make some shit happen to you that you don't want, okay? So shut the fuck up and go. The message is, like, that crystal clear. The gods ain't playing, honey. Get your shit and go.
Exactly. Well, you know, especially, God, the way things wind up, it was just, okay, if you need a design, there it is.
And I got...
And again.
I know.
I need
convincing. I'm stubborn.
You know, we have to ease you into stuff. That's perfect. Well,
like a fat girl in a tiny girdle, honey. Squeeze me in that bitch. That's right. Squeeze me gentle, but squeeze me in. I'm a tough to crack. We know this. I'm the first one to admit it.
Honey, where's Chris go? I need to put my pants on.
Oh, my God. I had a nickel for every...
Oh, God.
Here's what pisses me off. No. Okay, bitch, please. Okay, we're having
there
our bitch...
Go.
Here we go. I'm about to launch into a bitch, please. Bitch, please. If I had a nickel for every time I had to lay down to get my jeans on... And then, you know, like when you're trying to pull up the zipper and you burn your finger.
Oh, God,
you are pulling on that bitch so hard. Bitch, please, it hurts. It hurts. And then you can't stand up. Then you can't stand up. And you need help getting off the bed. And then when you finally do stand up, God forbid if you got to sit down because you know everything is going to just pop.
I feel like, don't breathe.
I am so grateful that I'm old now because I have to tell you, I could not do that again if my life depend. Why am I trying to put 20 pounds of sausage in a 5-pound casing? Who was I kidding? Nobody. Because you know people were looking behind me. Bitch, you ain't fooling nobody. That fat ass ain't in those jeans. Come on.
Oh, God. You're cracking me up here.
It's true.
Yeah, it's like I literally, God.
If
I don't
have
how many times.
No. Here's what you will learn one day, my love. See, you're still a little chicken. When you get to be an old hen, you will understand the comfort of spandex. If there is not 4% in those bitches, they ain't going on. It ain't happening.
Bitch, please. Why do you think I work from home? Because I don't want to put my clothes on. PJs are comfy.
Oh, bitch, please.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, when I was younger, back in the day, my grandmother used to say, you put on a little two-way stretch. Now, dumb ass that I am did not know what the fuck a two-way stretch was.
Yeah,
okay.
Explain, Lucy.
Explaining. Two-way stretch is a girdle without the garters. Okay? Here I thought, oh, that sounds comfortable. It stretches in two directions. No, chow. No. It's just another term for girdle. And, honey, my grandmother bought me one of these torture devices, and I tried to squeeze myself in it. No. I had muffin top, I had bread top, I had cookie top. Mm-mm.
You had a whole bakery in there.
I had a bakery on every end. I took that, I went into a bathroom, and because I was on a date, and I said, oh, God love her, I know she's trying to help me out, but I'm going to die. I mean, I couldn't even eat my dinner because there was no room. My liver pressed up against my belly button. It wasn't pretty. It was really bad. I took it off in the bathroom, and suddenly my clothes did not fit the same, and my date was very, very polite and didn't mention it, but I knew I wasn't getting laid. Hello.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Please. Sometimes there are things that supersede sex, like breathing.
Yes. No. Oh, my God. I don't think I've ever told you about this, but when Ash and I were dating, I turned around. I had on, oh, what was it? It was a pair of my Tater jeans, but, you know, he's an ass man, so I tried to wear them as frequently as possible.
God love an ass man. God love an ass man.
And I got plenty of it.
Baby, you ain't got nothing. I got backpack and snack. You got nothing. Nothing.
Yeah, so I leaned down on the bed. I was like, I don't know, I was looking at the computer or something like that, and I laid down, and I was like, oh, that kind of hurt. I wound up, like, fracturing one of my ribs, because they were, like, not hip jeans.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I fractured a fucking rib because of a pair of tight jeans. That's why, no, thank you, Old Navy sweats, here I come.
Oh, men don't know. They don't know what we go through. Oh,
I'm
my God. I have bras that push my tits so far up my body, I could put a plate on them. Yes. Because, the girls are low in the saddle. They're old. They're tired. The puppies need rest. Seriously.
I'm right there with you. Right there with you. Whoosh. Like, yeah, You've had kids when you can hold a quarter under your boob.
Quarter? Quarter?
Yes.
I can hold a quarter, a half dollar, a small child. I got all kinds of things happening. You have no idea.
Okay,
all right, listen.
Just as long as clowns don't come popping out of there, I'm good.
I don't like clowns. You know I don't like clowns.
Oh, you know I don't. I will seriously punch a clown in the throat they come near me. Four
right.
And one.
Listen. All right, straighten it up. We got 3 minutes left, and I'm going to pull a card. Hang on.
Okay, yes.
So get your focus together, bitch.
All right.
I'm shuffling.
Every day I'm shuffling.
All right, oops, sorry. I didn't mean to clap that so damn loud. All right, I'm going through the cards. Are you concentrating?
Yes, I am.
Are you concentrating?
Yes, I am.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Tell me when to cut them.
Now.
Got it.
What?
Whatever. Okay. Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. We have the Queen of Cups.
I was thinking of cups, too. That's awesome. Yes.
Okay. Are you happy now?
Yes. Oh, my God. Oh, that's, yeah.
All right.
Is
now,
there a heart in there somewhere?
Let me turn the card around and see. Yes, there is. There are three.
Okay.
One, two, and a three. I am using a Hanson Roberts deck.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Well, we've got about a minute left here.
Oh, is it time to wrap up already? Damn.
It's just about time to wrap up. So, but this has been fun. Yay, we got our test show out of the way, and we will have our pilot show on Friday.
Friday night, y'all.
We will be talking about how we... Oh, we got 1 minute. Okay, now I got 1 minute.
Okay.
But
hit him with
we
it.
We will be talking... Huh?
Yeah, hit him with the info. Go ahead.
Yes. We will be talking about how we got into the craft.
Absolutely.
And we may even take a caller next week.
If we get brave enough.
If we're brave enough. I know, right?
All right.
So we've probably got about 30 seconds here. But
well,
we have greatly
thank
enjoyed
our listener.
This.
I want to thank our listener.
Yes, thank you very much. We loved having you here, and we will look forward to seeing you on Friday, and I will send out a reminder.
All right. Well, for Witches and Stitches, my name is Raina.
Yep, and I am Dorian, and we have had a fabulous time.
Absolutely.
Love you guys.
Love ya.
Bye.
Night.